Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Junk Start presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Quick update. Curtis Samuel was not signed by the Kansas City Chiefs. That was just rumor at this point.
I misread it.
My bad.
So, just to let people know, that is he's still on the market as of right now. All right, let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say hello to Warren Sharp, founder of Sharp Football Analysis, a very busy man these days. What's up, Warren? Thanks for the time, man.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Warren just charted Kirk Cousins' salaries,
yes.
And it is.
I'm very jealous.
I mean, it's just amazing, Warren. What do you make of Kirk's agent, really, who has negotiated for him brilliantly since his rookie contract?
Yeah, it started in D.C., and mm-hmm. The real interesting element was, you know, they decided to bet on themselves with these one-year deals for a little while, taking the franchise tag, and obviously those one-year deals are fully guaranteed. And it's almost as if at that point in time, Kirk's like, you know, I'm not playing anymore for anything that's not fully guaranteed. And so when they went to Minnesota, they just started demanding these fully guaranteed deals. And it's been working out unlike anything else that we've seen out there. And, you know, obviously we've seen the dark side of free agency sometimes where, you know, we saw it last night, a couple of running backs. We're getting cut from their teams after taking team-friendly deals. And, you know, the start of free agency already occurred. 8 starting running backs were already scooped up by other teams. And all of a sudden, you know, we've got guys like Joe Mixon or Aaron Jones being dumped on the open market late. We've seen that side of free agency. So you never want to hate on anybody that's going out and doing theirs and getting their money. But, you know, for Kirk Cousins in his entire career, just looking back on it, to have – 1 playoff win in 12 years, but he has made $411 million if he plays through the duration of this contract, of which $329 million was fully guaranteed on the date of signing that deal, of inking his name at the bottom, and to produce only 1 playoff win. I mean, he's definitely one of the best, if not the single best bag getter in the history of the NFL, but great for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So, Warren, how different is that Atlanta offense going to look with Kirk as the trigger man? I mean, the really nice pieces around him there with Pitts at tight end, London, you know, just an alpha number one wide out.
Bijan.
And Bijan, who was, you know, I think most people thought underutilized in his rookie campaign.
Yeah, I definitely think that the Atlanta Falcons offense is going to look substantially different and substantially more competent. That being said, I mean, I do feel a little bit for some of these coaches that have to put up with some of the players because, like, you know, Kirk Cousins is night and day different as compared to what we saw from the years of Taylor Heinicke and Marcus Mariota, not to mention Desmond Ridder. And, you know, for several years, knowing some people inside that building, like, their goal, once they got rid of Matt Ryan down in Atlanta, their goal was, let's try to be now one of those teams. Let's take the other route to team building. We aren't going to spend a lot on a quarterback, but that's going to allow us to spend elsewhere on this roster. And so they had some draft capital and they had some ability in free agency, especially last year, to go out and spend a little bit more money on some guys on defense to improve their defense and some other players on the roster, build up their offensive line a little bit so that they could feel more competitive despite having a cheap and, like, below average quality quarterback. The issue was the caliber of quarterback play was simply unsustainable. Like, there was no coach there that was going to be able to get anything out of that team because the quarterback, whether it was Marcus Mariota or Desmond Ridder or Taylor Heineke, just holding them back at every turn that they made. And so bringing in Kirk Cousins, he's going to be just a breath of fresh air for their new staff. And I think he's going to really elevate that floor massively. He was the number two most accurate quarterback over the last 2 years. Desmond Ridder was bottom 10 in like everything from accuracy to efficiency to completion rate. And the biggest thing here is that is what I call game-killing plays. Sacks, fumbles lost, and interceptions thrown. And Desmond Ridder, in 13 starts, he had 45 of them. And when he was creating fewer than four game-killing plays a game, the Falcons were 5-2 last year. The problem is he did that six times in his 13 starts, and the Falcons went 1-5 in those games. I just think Kirk Cousins is going to be a much, much higher floor. The question really becomes, what's the ceiling? I mean, the NFC South, it was the worst division in football last season. It's a bad division, and he's definitely going to make the Falcons quite competitive. They were quite competitive last year. They were just losing a lot of these close one-score games. But can he actually win these playoff games? You know, can he take this team on a little bit of a run? That's what this team has been missing since, what, like 2016, 2017. They really haven't had much success at all since Kyle Shanahan left town. They really need Kirk to actually do something in the playoffs.
Absolutely. A lot of pressure on him to do well with that money. I don't know how you feel about the Saquon deal. I think it's a great deal on both sides. Obviously, with Quan making almost $40 million, could be more if he hits his numbers. But, you know, he had a banged-up Daniel Jones and a Tommy DeVito for a month at quarterback. Terrible offensive line. No outside threats last year. Still had 1,200 scrimmage yards and 10 touchdowns in 14 games. Now he's going to be behind a great offensive line, two legit threats on the outside, a good tight end, a better quarterback. You know, I think he could have a bomb year if they use him right and he stays healthy, just because, you know, you can't, as a defense, you can't just focus on Barkley in Philadelphia like you could in New York.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not going to see the level of stacked boxes the Eagles like to. Back in the day, the Eagles liked to use a lot of two tight end sets. They don't really do that anymore with Goddard and the extra receiver that they have out on the field, especially after AJ Brown. So they're going to be spreading it out a little bit more. And, you know, there's no doubt that Saquon Barkley is no longer going to be the number one threat. You know, I always like to approach the thought process of these matchups is you're game planning to stop this other team. What is your focus? Well, obviously with bad quarterback situations, your number one focus was stop Saquon Barkley, figure out a way to eliminate him from this football game as best as possible. That's not really going to be your number one focus any longer with the talent that Philadelphia has elsewhere on this field. When the year that they went to the Super Bowl, they actually were, even though they were a very good and efficient run offense, they came out the gates passing the football a lot. Last year, they still passed the football at a high rate. Why were they doing that? Well, because the games were a lot closer because they weren't blowing teams out in the first half like they had the year before in 2022 when they went to the Super Bowl. So this is still one of the most pass-heavy offenses in the NFL. But now Saquon Barkley, when they do hand the football off, he just brings a much higher ceiling and I think a lot of flexibility out of the backfield. They were not throwing the ball to their running backs nearly as much as they had before. And then to your point, you know, what will Saquon Barkley produce when he does have the ball in his hands? He's going to be substantially better because the numbers that the New York Giants offensive line were producing in terms of holes opening, in terms of the strength at the point of attack, in terms of yards before first contact that they were able to generate for their running backs, they were all one of the worst in the league. I mean, bottom five for most years that he was there. Meanwhile, Philadelphia Eagles, top five, top two over the last several years in, you know, whether you're looking at ESPN's run block win rate, whether you're looking at PFF stats, whether you're looking at just general efficiency numbers in terms of what was produced. This offensive line is one of the best in the NFL. Obviously, they have to replace their starting center in Jason Kelce, but definitely night and day different for Saquon Barkley here.
Talking to Warren Sharp, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. Go to sharpfootballanalysis.com to check out his work. Before we get to the Commanders, and we want to get your take on what they did yesterday in free agency, I wanted you to fill us in on your thoughts on Baker Mayfield. I know you wrote about it. One of the things that I know I got out of what you wrote was, had they not made the playoffs, you don't think the Buccaneers sign him. But what is Baker Mayfield when you look at the analytics and everything?
I mean, Baker Mayfield is still a below-average quarterback. He was very fortunate in many ways last season. The things that once we get to, you know, June, July, I will be able to come back on here and talk to you guys about my expectations for the Washington Commanders. And I wait that long because I'm researching all offseason to understand the context of what they did last year, you know, how their strengths and their weaknesses. And so one of the things about Baker Mayfield that was really on the nose for me was just the production out of the running back game. And I know this from, you know, betting on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and, you know, betting on Rashard White's longest reception over and his receiving yards over week in and week out. They were just dumping the ball off to him quite frequently. And Baker Mayfield ranked number two in completion rate to running back, number four in EPA per attempt to running back, number six in yards per attempt to running back. But when not targeting running backs, he was below average, 17th to 30th in everything from efficiency to completion rate. So the fact that he got such great production out of the running back pass game, but was really bad when throwing to tight ends and wide receivers, that's pretty telling. Then when you look at third downs, which is not something that really translates year over year, it's not something that's typically sustainable. Baker Mayfield was a top 10 quarterback in almost every single metric that you want to look at in efficiency on third downs. But in his career on third downs, he was nowhere close to as efficient as what he was last year. And then on early downs, he was definitely well below average, which is something that translates more year over year. So, you know, the Bucs, a lot of things went right for them from playing in what I just said, the NFC South was the worst division in football last season, to having a great record against teams that didn't make the playoffs or teams that finished with a losing record, but really struggling to win any game at all. They went 1-5 versus playoff teams last year that they played during the regular season. They played a lot of rookie quarterbacks. They just had a lot of things go their way. They had the tiebreaker over the Saints to go 9-8 and to make it into the playoffs. If all the chips don't fall the way that they do for him, then he's not making the playoffs. He's not getting a $100 million deal. But again, like I said at the top, it's a nasty business, the NFL. Kudos to Baker. How do you not feel good for him? This is his first, you know, actual deal after his rookie deal that didn't go quite as well for him in Cleveland. But I just do not see him being like the saving grace for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or a long-term answer as like a plus EV player offensively.
Warren, what was the most savvy move you saw overall yesterday, and what move did you like most from Adam Peters here with Washington?
One of the things I liked most, I'll start there with you guys, was simply I'm a big believer in building with the offensive line. I think if you don't have, especially a young quarterback, which we're expecting Washington to bring in here in the draft, you need that offensive line. It's one of the most important things that you can have there. And especially, I think it gets very underrated under the center quarterback relationship, because that center is going to be setting the protections. He's going to be helping that young, inexperienced quarterback figure out the protections. And so I think bringing in a veteran who has had some good seasons, I mean, he's not the best center in the league, but he's definitely an upgrade over what you guys have had. And then you bring in Nick Allegretti, who is, you know, he's primarily a left guard, but he played a little bit at center so he could fill in last year. He's also played at right guard before. He's an interior offensive lineman. And I think those two moves, without having to spend a lot of money just to bring in some players, obviously Dan Quinn quite familiar with the center that you brought in, I think those moves are definitely plus EV for you guys. I also don't mind the fact at all that, you know, you let Antonio Gibson walk to the Patriots and you filled his role with Austin Eckler. There are a lot of positives about Austin Eckler, even though he didn't have a good season last year. Everything tends to be connected and controlled by like your quarterback play. And so we know what happened with the LA Chargers last season. We also know that Austin Eckler suffered a major ankle injury the first week of the season last year. That was a game where he had 161 yards on 20 touches. And then he misses the next 3 weeks and never quite got back up to 100%. In fact, to the point where, you know, when he was coming back, we were constantly betting his longest rushing attempt under, just because we knew he wasn't playing at 100% and he wasn't playing with a plus EV offense. But, you know, there are some downsides too to Eckler. The prior year, he really was not having many games where he was productive on the ground in terms of he rushed for fewer than 50 yards. Even in 2022, for 11 of 17 games were under 50 yards. So he has not been as productive as we would have liked to see, but now he's in this unique situation where he does not have to be the go-to guy that always is taking every single carry, right? Like, he was spelled only when he was at a point of exhaustion on the football field, or they needed to preserve him to last the rest of the game. Were they rotating him out in prior years in LA with the Chargers? Now he has another back in terms of Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson could be that short yardage guy because Eckler didn't have a lot of success there last season. Robinson could be potentially the goal line back because Austin Eckler likewise did not have a lot of success there. But I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities here for him to sprinkle in, particularly in the receiving game. And you do wonder, depending upon the quarterback that you end up drafting, how many times he'll actually target that running back, because sometimes the more mobile quarterbacks don't target the running back nearly as much. And so think about Justin Herbert. Yeah, he has mobility, but he's primarily a pocket passer. He's moving in the pocket to throw the football, whereas, you know, the Jaden Daniels, he's going to take off to run the football a lot more. So you may not see the high volume in receptions from Austin Eckler, even though that was a specialty, something he was delivering to the Chargers week in and week out, because of the quarterback play from a younger, inexperienced quarterback and just the style of offense that they have there. In terms of a signing that I really liked yesterday, I will go with Lloyd Cushenberry for the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans, this is another one of those situations where we talked about Kirk Cousins coming in. It's just night and day difference in terms of what he's going to give them at the quarterback position versus what the Falcons have had the prior couple of years. Cushenberry for the Tennessee Titans, just night and day different in terms of pass blocking. And like I said, when you talk about a young, inexperienced quarterback, Will Levis is the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. You need a good center. You need a center who's going to be able to help anchor that offensive line. What was the thing that even got to guys like Tom Brady and Drew Brees is that pressure up the middle. And so you cannot have the pressure up the middle. Titans last year, one of the worst teams in the NFL at allowing it. Cushenberry was one of the best in Denver last year at protecting up the middle and also setting the protection. And I think those two things are going to make a bigger difference for the Titans compared to what they had last year than some people think. So that's sort of like a under the radar. Nobody really wants to talk about centers that much, but Cushenberry was one that stood out to
me. Last question, man. Speaking of Tennessee, former Titans RB Derrick Henry, even in a down year last year, had 1,200 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns. They actually threw a couple touchdowns too. I think Dallas makes sense. I think Houston makes sense. What are you thinking here?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think Baltimore makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah, Baltimore,
well,
definitely, yeah.
Yeah, this is one where they lose Gus Edwards. He's kind of like that dependable banger down at the goal line. Baltimore has a few younger backs that are a little bit more explosive. There were some of these explosive backs last year. I don't know if you play fantasy, picked up these guys late in the year or betting on some of the games, but like whether you're looking at like Chase Brown in Cincinnati or I forget the guy's name in Baltimore who was there for a few weeks.
Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mitchell, thank you for that. He was explosive as hell, but then he got injured. So I'm hoping he comes back and is healthy, but you need that power back there in that offense a little bit, and I think Henry makes a lot of sense. One thing's for sure, you know, nobody's going to be breaking the bank to get Derrick Henry in now. Like, most of these backs have already signed for big dollars. I think Derrick Henry's going to be coming in on a relatively team-friendly deal to try to prove it somewhere else. He's not going to be used nearly as much as he was in Tennessee, so I think he's going to stay fresher later into the season. But I mean, he's a genetic freak, so I'm excited to see what he performs, how he performs, even though he's getting a little bit older. But those couple of teams, you made sense, as do the Baltimore Ravens.
Warren, thanks so much, man. We know you're super busy at this time. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.
That's Warren Sharp at Sharp Football on Twitter. SharpFootballAnalysis.com is where you find him online.
He likes Eckler like you and I like Eckler.
He also said he's not the lead back.
And I probably agree with that.
That's probably going to be the case, but we'll see how things play out.
We'll see how it does.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.